Hi, we're looking back on February 25th, the day in 1964 when Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston to win his first World Heavyweight Championship title.
I'm Sonny Liston and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest.
In 1969, the Beatles started recording their last album together, Abbey Road. Although Let It Be was their last release, Abbey Road was the Fab Four's last genuine collaboration. Come together. It was on this day in 1981 that Christopher Cross scooped the awards at the Grammys, with Sailing winning Record of the Year and Song of the Year. His self-titled debut won Album of the Year, and he won Best New Artist. Birthdays, Herb Elliott is 83, one of the greatest middle distance runners of all time. He won the gold medal and set the world record in the 1500 metres at the 1960 Rome Olympics.
Elliott increasing speed, almost arrogantly disregarding the rest of the field.
Aussie singer and actor Pee Wee Wilson from the Deltones is 81. I was meant for you, dear. A few sporting birthdays again today. Former Australian Test leg spinner Stuart McGill turns 50.
And that's stumped. Well, what a start for Stuart McGill.
Nova Peris is also 50. The sporting great and former politician was the first Aussie athlete to win gold in two sports, hockey and running.
Peris Kneebone! Nova Peris Kneebone's won the gold!
Former Magpies favourite Dane Swan turns 37, scored over 200 goals.
Bursting through Swanee! He's kicked his third!
And league great Benji Marshall is 36. The former Golden Boot winner and 300 gamer will line up for the Rabbitohs in 2021.
The best player in the world at the moment scores a solo classic.
Finally, George Harrison was born on this day in 1943. The Beatles guitarist and songwriter went to number one in Australia with his first solo release in 1970. He was 58 when he died in 2001. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Remembering George Harrison on February 25th.